I'm Allison Jacobson, a transformational coach for women in midlife who are ready to rediscover who they were before they took on the roles of mom, partner, caregiver, and manager of everyone in the family. Women who are ready to live out their dreams but don't know or are afraid to take those first steps. I want to help you make midlife the time when you achieve all of your goals. So let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Midlife Mavericks. I am your host, Allison Jacobson, and Happy New Year. I am really excited about 2024. I spent a lot of time this weekend writing, journaling, meditating, and I am just so ready for growth and expansion and adventure, and I want to help you do the same thing. So I have created a free workshop starting Monday, January 8th. It's called Mindset Reset, Grow Your Business and Your Wealth in 2024. It's a series of three videos that you're going to be receiving over the week that are really going to help you understand how the money stories from your past are absolutely impacting your ability to get through any blocks you have for growing your business and your income. And then I'm going to share some practical strategies about how to overcome this. So what I wanted to do here is just share a small excerpt from one of those videos so you could get an idea about what I'm talking about in these videos. If you are interested in receiving them, you can click the link that's in the show notes, or you can go to my website, allison-jacobson.com. It's under the tab Courses and then Freebies and Mindset Reset. I know you are going to get a lot out of this free workshop. I'd love to see you there because I really want to help you just make all of the money and grow your business the way you always have dreamed of in 2024. So take a listen. What's the connection with your current life of your stories? Is it sabotaging you? Are you, you know, starting with a new company, or do you get excited about taking on a new client and all of a sudden you decide, oh no, this client just, you know, is a disaster. I can't do the work. Or you take on a new job and say, oh, I hate my colleagues. My boss is a jerk. The reality of all of that is you probably are having some self-limiting beliefs where you don't think you're good enough. You have a little bit of imposter syndrome coming on and you're sabotaging yourself in that job that you really may love. Or you're denying the reality of saying, you know what, I need to take some additional courses to learn, you know, some new skill to make me better at my job. I want to take some personal development courses to become better at leading a team or communicating, but you may be denying what those skills are you really need to, you know, kind of get better at, because your limiting belief growing up might be, I can do anything. My mom and dad told me I am the best. I'm perfect. That's a limiting belief that might be holding you back as well. Or maybe you're procrastinating. Are you the type of person that, you know, has a deadline and you wait till the night before to start creating that presentation or working on that new pitch or whatever it is because you're afraid? Maybe you give control to other people because you saw your mom always asking your dad for advice. Or you never felt like you were smart enough in school. You were always asking some other kid because you were told you're not good at that subject. So think about, you know, what that looks like. Maybe you're afraid to invest in your business. Maybe you're afraid to take on a, you know, social media manager or a virtual assistant because you're afraid of spending that money. You are always taught, don't spend, save, 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 because you never know, you could go bankrupt. And you were never taught and you never understood that investing in hiring a virtual assistant or investing in something, even if you could do it yourself, it's not your zone of genius. So by investing in somebody else, and we're going to talk about this a lot in the next video, By investing in somebody else to take off some of those daily tasks and allow you to focus on your zone of genius, it's actually going to allow you to make more money. Undercharging for work, never asking for a raise, holding yourself back from success for fear of being judged. You know, that gets back to the kind of the mean girl syndrome in school. Maybe you were the smart one in school and everybody made fun of you for that. And so you kind of dumbed yourself down because you didn't want to be made fun of. And so you had the limiting belief that if I'm smart, people are going to judge me for that. So you're afraid of getting to the next level, or, you know, you were always the smart one and people shunned you. So you're afraid of success because you're afraid your friends will, you know, no longer be around you because they think you're making too much money and you were more successful and you'll lose those friends. So do you see how all of these limiting beliefs, these stories that you had from your past that could have been reinforced in school, could have been reinforced by your first boss, could be reinforced by your partner, all impact how you are living today. And again, these stories are just beliefs. They're not facts. So like I said, some practical advice here. I want you to pull out a piece of paper. If you have a journal, I'd love you to write in your journal so you can think about this. But I want you to write down 2 to 3 money stories that you grew up with. How did your family interact with money? What was your most vivid memory about money? That first vivid memory about money. For me, my first vivid memory about money didn't come till I was 18 years old when we were living in a rental apartment and my mother told me we had to move out because the landlord was giving the apartment to his son. Okay. That was my first real vivid memory of somebody else controlling my destiny rather than me. And I swore I'd never let that happen again. But how did these stories impact how you and your family lived? So I'm leaving this up here so you can write down these questions. Think about this. Keep coming back to this. See how it makes you feel. How did those money stories make you feel? And think about how those money stories then are impacting how you're dealing with managing money, your job, your business, your entrepreneurship, your whatever you've got going on. How are those money stories impacting how you are dealing now? So could you relate to any of these examples I was giving about our money stories from when we were growing up and how they are impacting our ability to make money and grow our business now? There's so much more of that I'm talking about in this workshop series. So I'd love to see you sign up. It's absolutely free. You can watch it when you want. You can sign up in the link in the show notes or go to my site, allison-jacobson.com. It's under the tab Courses, Freebies, Mindset Reset. And looking forward to seeing you next time. Have a great week. Bye now.